And did you have anything like a pantry or a place to?
No, did you?
Do you know what I'd sit out there and do? Boy, sit out there and like you told me about them windows was just made with plank. Closer. I sit out there many day in the winter and it was tickled to death. I'll tell this and that'll get you on going. I'd have a board. Another width of this. Now that is made out of plank. Put those plank, you know, made about as wide as that. And I put some of this cornmeal I was telling you about, bran, after I'm going to the mill. And just so wild over catching those snowbirds. And you see, I'd put a, we would do that. I'd tie, I'd put a stake about as big as my own, heavy. He'd sit right up under there and here's a rope tied to it. And when them snowbirds would get under that, pull that, you see that staff thing, you know what I was trying to tell you, stick, we call it, used it. Snap that out when they'd go up under there and kill those snowbirds and then take them on in the house there in a little while and fry them.
I see.
That ain't no joke.
What does a snowbird look like? How big are they?
We have them in this country now. They're small.
But
they are as small a bird as you find mostly, snowbirds.
Does it sort of look like a sparrow?
Yeah, but they're not quite as large in them.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. And are they the ones with the white underneath and the...
Little, what, brown. Gray. Brown or gray, whatever we call it.
Oh, underneath.
That's right.
And then the back is...
They'd nearly be that color, although only have a little light. Seem like under the, right under the goose, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
A little light brown.
And where do you spend most of your time as a family?
Tell you, the way we spend most of our time, we spend it hunting. Wasn't no going fishing like you go now. We had possum dogs, and we spent our time, and then rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
Through this country was plentiful, and we'd hunt. Oh, that is our winter. You didn't have no work to do unless you could hire somebody. There's two families live south of here, about 3 or 4 miles, Patterson's. We could hire to them and cut wood. And it is a house they call, what is that house? You know back where we are.
Mm-hmm.
No, way down there. And he had rented land from that those people, that Donson. And we'd go and cut wood, 75 cents a day, and dinner and breakfast, he said, if you come, boy. We'd walk and go down through here. Mm-hmm. We didn't have no cars then.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't ride you.
Have to walk over?
Walk down there. Uh-huh. We'd go through, though, and it would lead out from town. Then, on the old road, but now since they have made new routes, not on that.
Mm-hmm.
75 cents a day, dinner and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be so mad sometime. They had a grocery store over town there and they traded there. And my daddy would go there and they would stand for his groceries.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a sack of corn. And then a little while, maybe some meat, some flour, worms sometime in it.
Mm-hmm.
Have to throw some of it out.
Mm-hmm.
No such stuff as that. I went through that procedure.
He'd give that to you instead of...
They didn't have, they called it best grade. It wasn't, from white, it was a dog kind of flower.
Mm-hmm.